Hello, everybody. How are you? Guess what? We have decent weather here in the Pacific Northwest. Woohoo! I'm excited about it. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. We had Vladimir Turek on again last Tuesday night, and boy, I hope some of you get that podcast because he speaks really slowly, and that can get a little bit like a little tricky, but he has an accent, so it gives you time to kind of digest his talent with words. But what he was talking about, I loved, because he was talking about how the universes are moving and how we've already made the shift, he said. You know, the big shift we were all excited about. A lot of us felt, I used to say in a cheeky fashion, which is more my shtick, I guess, that if it takes 26,000 years to make this shift, it's not going to happen. It's not going to pivot on December 21st or whatever. And so what he was talking about is the shift has already happened, and slowly but surely, the auric fields around the human race, around the Earth, around other planets and so on, everything is shifting so that we can bring in higher consciousness. But what it's doing is ruffling all the stuff that's been there security-wise, all the dualism and that kind of thing. So we've got a full moon. I don't even know what it's in right now, but oh my gosh, the energies are absolutely ca-ca-poo-poo right now. I don't know how you feel about it, but it seems like a lot of people seem jittery and fears are coming up, all kinds of like adversarial fears. They might be fast moving. People keep telling me, oh my gosh, I feel edgy, agitated, just sort of cranky. And I have been like that in cycles, not every minute. But what Vladimir explained was that it's like everything got stirred, and we've got higher frequency energies coming through from the universes, and everything is moving and stirring up the leftover kind of levels and layers of vibrational consciousness that have been going on for a long, long time, and we were chuckling about how so many people, you know, we worry about, I think about Monsanto and the food or the oil and the blah, 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 and the free energy and how are we going to make that transition and so on. And what he says is something you and I know, which is where people are holding on to their security for dear life, whether it's in an offshore bank or anything like that, they're holding on with more vehemence than ever before. And it's really basically a fear-based reaction, if you think about that. People do not want to dishevel their level of security. But what he maintains is that energetically it's all going to be disrupted. And my feeling is that my guides and angels talk with me about this sort of thing a lot. And I think it takes a long time for these shifts to really be absorbed by the whole, like, fields of human consciousness. So who knows? So I'm really looking forward to your calls tonight to see how you're dealing with it. One of the things Vladimir said that I really loved, I don't think he said it on the show, I think he said it on a phone conversation. He said, but we're living in a sea of an ocean of reactions right now. And so you and I have got a lot of reactions that we've recorded in us, because each of us is like a universal library in a lot of ways. We hold vibrations that are kind of like huge, huge human shifts of consciousness that have gone through the centuries and centuries and centuries, maybe thousands of centuries, who knows. You know, where Barbara Hand Clow, we talked to her years ago, he was talking about how 11,000 years ago there was a huge earth trauma, and we all have a degree of trauma resonant within us. And that trauma, we could say, is being shaken, like we're being shaken as if we're on beautiful silk sheets that are shaking in the wind or something. And that trauma is moving up through a lot of people, giving us agitation and fear and all that kind of thing. And of course, I don't know if you've noticed, but the media seems to pump fear, I think, because it gets the adrenaline going. It's kind of like an addiction we have. Wow, I'm alive. I'm terrified. Oh, it's so sensational. Woo-hoo. I'm going to have the zombies over for dinner. Oh, my God. Cover your brain, you know. It's kind of exciting times, isn't it? So I'm just kind of chatting on because what I want to do is do our sacred geometric meditation, and I would like us to work on people in our Galactic Healing Center. I've got several people to work on, but I really want you and I all to be working on the kind of reactiveness that is running through our body minds right now. Because when we can really pay attention to it and see it as a specific reaction, we can call it up energetically, call in our guides and angels, especially in our geometric forms, and move it right on through. I think that that's so healing for us and gives us the opportunity to, in a microcosmic fashion, make that shift way faster and create the reality you want. The other thing Vladimir was talking about a lot is each of us has access to being 15 dimensions of ourselves. What are you like in the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension? What part of your nature is extolling your virtues in the sixth dimension and the seventh and the 11th? Who knows? And he talked about we should be able to access that without too much problem. Well, sometimes we all get these flashes, don't we? And I think, well, I want to be able to stay there. He says, you might only do it 10 or 11 times a year. I don't know. So let's get to work and do our meditation. And then I'm going to invite you to please call in. And I'm sorry that some of you had to wait a couple of weeks ago, but I think that Seth's all really attuned and very contrite. So I don't think that'll happen again. Thank you, Seth. So everybody close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. That's right. Now above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. From the upper golden ball down to the lower golden ball, drop the filament of light. Good. Now remember the octahedron, the eight-sided structure. From the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height, maybe 40 or 50 feet out there. Good. You've got a really nice kind of a hat on, but about 2 miles up, right? And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid, and the two bases, the bases of the pyramid meet, creating an eight-sided diamond. Good. An octahedron. Point up, point down. Good. And now inside of that, you place a crystal ball, and the crystal ball touches the inside edges of your eight-sided figure. Take a look at the colors in that crystal ball. Woo woo! And inside of that, there you are in a star, in a three-dimensional star of David. And now spin and spin and spin in your star. Spin and spin and spin. Woo woo! Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And now look in front of you as you're spinning. See in front of you a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to print some movies. We're going to create some wonderful movies. It'll be our own personal YouTube or MeTube, right? And the first movie is about you becoming what you want. I always want to be consciously multidimensional. And now I want to say 15-dimensional. Actually, I don't worry about that. I just want to be able to move dimensions at will and be very awake and alert as I go through them. What is it you want to see yourself becoming? And as I get closer and closer to it, oh, I feel such satisfaction. And I know I have that capacity. Good. Now wrap that in light. Good. And now the second film we're going to create is you creating something you want to do. Okay, and bring all the pieces come together, the resources, the money, the time, the patience, the friends, the folks, yeah, all of what you want to create. All right, and see all the pieces coming together. And when you've got it created the way you want, wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. Oh, before we send it away, as you created all the pieces that come together to create the very big project that you want, let's see all the resources coming again to sustain your project. It could be home and family, it could be a house, it could be a book, it could be a movie, it could be a tap dance, it doesn't matter. Just see all the stuff coming together to sustain it and wrap it in light. And now we're going into the Galactic Healing Center, a beautiful, beautiful, radiant light healing center. And there's a lovely table with a shimmering white cloth on it. And you've got your healing team that comes from your wonderful transcendent multidimensional team standing around the table. They know all about healing. And now you jump on the table and ask for what it is you want them to help you with, or ask them what it is you need. Good. So you jump on the table, I jump on the table. There you are. And I'm working away on it. And you can feel them. Can you feel that energy as they love you so much? I can even hear music. And they're telling me things to do. And they're pulling, oh my goodness, today it's very different. They're doing something with my brain and with my red chakra in a big way. Good. And what are they doing with you? And call in a little bit later, you can share that with us. And wrap that in light. When you really feel they're getting going on you, wrap it in light and move it to the side. Good. Now we're going to bring someone in. So let's bring in a replicated team, and they're very good at that. And bring in some multidimensional. They all have many, many dimensions behind them, and they all have a huge number of beings that they work with. So let's bring in the team, okay? Many dimensions, many universes. That's it. And now we're going to bring in your client, whoever that is, your friend, someone that you want to help heal. And I'm bringing in a woman who's very, very beautiful. And she's got MS, and she was in remission for a while. And right now, she's just crashing. She's youngish. She's probably in her 40s, 50s, early 50s. And we're wrapping her in light. And I'm asking the healing team to work with her. And they're showing several things in her brain stem, in her brain patterning, in her cellular structure. Good. And now they're working away with her. And you know, it's really interesting because her condition is obviously what it's been called in many ways. But what we're seeing here is a very kind of very, very sensitive woman and a real fragility and fear. See a lot of fear. So we're asking them to help her move that fear along. Okay. Excellent. I'm asking if there's any advice we want to give to her. And they're changing something in her red chakra in a big way. Mm-hmm. And again in her brain. Excellent. All right, then we'll ask them to continue their work as we wrap it in light and move it over to the left. Then we have a fresh healing table. And we're asking the team to replicate themselves again around this fresh healing table. And I've got a number of mothers and daughters lately in my clientele. So what we're going to do is bring in a mother and daughter team this time and have them come on in. Because it's something really, thinking of one young lady. Well, quite often what happens when I'm talking to them is that it seems like their frustrated, the mother's attitude or the mother's raised eyebrow or the mother's posture can bring them to a rage when the mother is absolutely unconscious of anything she's doing. And over again, it seems like the daughter is afraid of being consumed by the mother's beingness, you know, not wanting to be like her, not wanting to lose her identity, not wanting to be losing her identity and being dominated. I think that's the big deal. So let's see that. So I have a number of mothers and daughters here. Good. And we're asking all of them, there we are, to pay attention to two things. One is the love or the situation of love, because in many cases they really love each other. And the other is the fear of being like, or the fear of losing, or something, just the fear that's resonating through the mother, for example, fear of what her daughter might be like, or might be all right, or might be sick, or whatever. And the daughter being afraid of being consumed or dominated. So you see, they both have the love, and they both have the fear. And that fear creates kind of a radar for any sixth sense of wherever the mother's not allowing full independence of the daughter, I guess. It can get a lot more complicated than that, and I think you can complicate yours as much as you like, so you can have a personal journey there. And then let's have the team and their higher teams infuse both mother and daughter with the higher frequency energy. Now, before we release these pairs of beings, I've got a number of them here, let's call in as well all the ancestors that we can. So call in your own ancestors and call in the ancestors of these mothers and daughters. Call in all your ancestors. The spirits of your ancestors. That's it. Now get those ancestors to turn back and ask for release, total release of their own programs. And turn around and ask their own ancestors for release of their programs. And their ancestors to turn and ask for release of the next, see how it goes, and layers, turn and ask for them to ask for release, and turn and ask for them to ask for release, and turn and ask them to ask for release, all the way back to give them permission to release themselves from programs. Okay, now the guides and angels are really powerful right now. And wrap the whole thing in loving light. And infuse that entire scenario with love. Excellent. And then move that off. And now we'll do our political one. This is something that's been I've been thinking about a lot today, and I went to my meditation group this afternoon. And well, first of all, we'll set it up. What I wanted to do was have a fresh healing table, and this is a biggie because it's political, right, and financial. And what we want to do is call in our healing team with all their healing teams, with all their healing teams, with all their healing teams. This is like Max Headroom with some consciousness. And it's an old TV guy for those of you who are too young. And let's bring in all the genetically modified food and all those beings who are in charge of it. And at our blessings group this afternoon, everybody was saying all you have to do is pray over your food and it won't matter. None of that will matter. And the other thing somebody said is Monsanto is going bankrupt. However, I went online. I found that that isn't so, that it's been saved. So I don't know. Maybe you can phone in later and let me know. But in any case, let's pray over all the food in the world, that the seeds can generate real seeds, and that the GMOs are released from their duty that we can transform their existence and have healthy foods that nurture our evolution, and that food, let's ask for that, and let's fill our seeds and our foods with love, with light, with the Christing. That's right. And somebody mentioned Saint Germain, so let's fill all the food with the violet flame. All the food in the world. And let's just feel the violet flames coming down, and let's feel the new frequencies coming and the changing vibrations of the universe and the blessings that we can all bring. And let's just feel them flooding all the markets, all the food manufacturing places, all the farm fields, but healing and healing and healing where the fields have been destroyed by pesticides and so on. We can raise the field, raise the frequency, and change the reality. We can do that. Good. Excellent. You can just see the blossoms and bursting, seeds bursting at the seams so they can do their valuable stuff on the planet. And let's bring in more light. Okay, wrap that in light and let that keep stewing and stewing and stewing. And let's bring in more of the violet flame and the changing lights and the vibrations from the universe, and bring it in through the top of your head, bring it down through your neck into your heart, down your arms and hands, and have it pat it round and round the world, wherever there's trauma, wherever there's problems, sadness, sickness, greed, war, murder, all of those things that we hear about in the news, wherever there's media. That's cheeky, isn't it? PBS Radio's media, we're doing a good job here, aren't we? And have that light move round and round and round our planet, round and round our planet, and build such a field of possibility and transformation and the shift all around this amazing planet. Good. And now have it swing round and round the world again. Back up your hands, your arms, swirl around in your heart, up through your neck, and pop out the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. Pop back down through the top of your head, shoot through your spine, into the core of the earth. Good. Now close off your galactic healing center and jump in your star tetrahedron, and let's spin and spin and spin. That's it. And now, how about calling in? What we want to talk about tonight is anything you want to talk about, but also what kind of things are going on in your world? What are the challenges? How are you dealing with old reactions left from your maybe other lives, past experiences? How multidimensional do you feel? You feel like you've got 15 active dimensions that you can take hold of? How many times, for example, if you've got a pattern that you're working on, change the energy, change the reality, and so much of our energy body has been encoded with weird patterns that we don't even really choose anymore. They're ancient, ancient. I think that's what lineage is all about, isn't it? So call in and let's talk about you, what's going on in your world. What would you like to release? 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Again, you're listening to Radiance by Design. And what I wanted to say about Vladimir at the very end, he said, it's absolutely crazy. There's so much going on. Woo, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. There's so much going on out there, but all you can really do in order to get through it and get beyond it is to learn to radiate consciously, which is what Radiance by Design is all about. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you?
I'm good.
You look pretty radiant.
I have
tonight.
A specific question.
Okie doke.
Hello?
Hello. Your phone's bouncing around, but that's okay. We can handle it.
I would like you to look at what I'm doing next February.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually.
Well, did you just make a plan? Here's what it looks like. Is you're making a contract. You're doing something. What day is this? This is April 25th. Okay. Next February, you look like, and I'm not a great predictor. You know that, Jaya. But next February,
yeah,
you look like you're going somewhere. You're in a contract, some kind of a contract with a man. And it's very businesslike. Does that make sense?
No.
That's what I saw first off. Show me a little bit more.
One reason I'm asking is that in the Vedic astrology, I start a new 7-year period.
That's what? Your phone went out again.
Oh.
You have to stop dancing, I guess. I can't hear you very well, Jaya, tonight. I don't know why.
It's this phone, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
Anyway, if you could just see of a major cycle.
So I can't quite hear. So I said a major seven-year cycle that starts next February?
That's right.
Well, it looks to me like you're beginning a whole project. You're signing a contract. There's a male involved, but I don't think it's a lover. I think it's he could represent just a new business rather than being an actual man. But to me, it looks like a man. You're signing a contract, and it opens a whole new vista for you. It's a whole new life, I think. It's in the distance. It's probably in Hawaii because it's not where you live normally. And it's big. It's big. It's got a financial base. It's a really interesting thing. And you look like you're healthy, strong, and kind of in charge of it, you know? Do you like to be in charge, Jaya? Huh?
Not particularly.
Well, let's put it another way.
Thing we're doing over here.
Yeah, it could be, but I want to say this, that whether or not you're in charge, you look like you're in charge inside yourself. You love it, whatever it is. You love it, and it's requiring
great
intellect on your part, and you like that as well.
Great, and it looks like I have a good place to live, and I'm settling into this new phase.
Yes, it looks like you have good resources. The way they show you in this image is that you're really well-dressed, beautifully dressed, which tells me you've got moolah.
All right.
My guys like symbols, you know, so if they show somebody really dressed up, the chances, even if they're angels, the chances are that they have tremendous, resources, so you're not poor.
Great. And so everything up until then, 8 or 9 months, that's all leading up to this signing of the contract?
Yep. And it looks like you go back, it's not a slalom, but, you go right, then left, then right, then left. It's a zigzag process. And it doesn't just start next February. It starts along the way in pieces. And something comes together in February.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You're looking good, girl.
Thanks. How are you?
So that's an interesting one because I think, when she said next February, I'm going, hey, I don't know if I can do that because things, first of all, I've always sort of laughed about predictions are meant to be played with, mostly because you and I listening to this show and wanting to consciously vibrate know that you change your energy, you change your reality, change your images, change your visualizations, you change your outcomes, or you, to a degree, you can. Unless it's sort of ossified, unless it's being run by some ancient programming, But in Jaya's case, this is quite new, almost like she's been. And these others that are involved in this project of Jaya's, they've all been working on themselves to such a degree that when the project comes together, it doesn't seem as hard. You know what I mean? You work on yourself and you work on yourself and you get blindsided here and you get blindsided there, and all of a sudden things start to build because it's in your dharma. You remember what dharma is? It's your soul's journey. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'd love to talk to you about your reactions. So let me see who's going to call in now. Maybe nobody, so I'm going to call you. Okay. I was talking about mothers and daughters, and I'm thinking of one set in particular, although I know many at this point. And these ones have, it's very interesting because the daughter who's 32 or something and the mother who's probably 62, something like that. I'm not exactly sure what their ages are. But when I look at them, they've had a number of lives, like a lot of people in families have had a number of lives together, which we know. But when I look at this particular couple, I say that the mother was the child, and several times over, not once, several times over in old lives. So what's really interesting is the reactions. We were talking at the beginning of the show about how we play out these reactions, and they're not what we had in mind. And sometimes the mother will want the child, the daughter, to do something, or she'll want to say something, and the daughter will have incredible reaction. And when I look at these people, I say that the daughter has been the mother more often than the other way around, and there's been some really awful, I don't know, just a sec. Okay. There was some kind of battle, and the mother is now the mother, right? But in old times, she was the daughter, and she, oh, hello, you're on the air, just a minute, I'll finish this thought. The mother now was the daughter then, and literally betrayed her mother in order to get the upper hand in some kind of battle in the village, in the community she was at. So now the reaction comes up that the daughter feels endangered by the mother, when the mother is actually being kind of naive and has no idea what's going on. So it's really interesting. Sometimes when it's this kind of thing, which is like we would call it a karmic reaction, or however you like talking about past life reactions, it's best to just sit in it, to really feel it, to even acknowledge that you were scary, even though you're just completely wimpy at this point. Just acknowledge you must have been scary and just be there and let that I'm scary move through your body, mind. You're better to do that than A, try to figure it out, B, well, you could go for past life therapy, but that might take a lot longer. And love to talk to you now. You're on the air, but I think you're the second caller. Could I have the first caller that's waiting?
Is that me, Carol from Kansas?
Hi, Carol from Kansas. How are you? Whoever it is, here you are. So there you are. Thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful laugh.
You know, we had a treatment yesterday, or had a session with you, and I think I feel somewhat stronger and a little bit happier.
Oh, I'm so glad. You still have you had some little nubbles. Okay, now here's the deal. Carol's been going through horrendous pain in this life, and some of you have heard her call in before, and you've had a lot of awakening to your own reactiveness, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's driving me crazy. I am just unwinding and unwinding and unwinding. I'm tired of it. Should I just let it continue?
Yeah, I think you just need to let it continue. The interesting thing about that is we can say we're tired of it, but how many lifetimes are you doing it for, you know?
Probably thousands.
The thing I see in your body, right in your lower back, just below the waist on the right side, I see a kind of a painful nub from a vertebrae. Do you feel that?
Yes.
So we're going to ask if we can see what kind of reactions in there. There we are. So how else are you feeling? Do you have a question for us today?
Can you have memories in your nervous system?
Yes.
Stored memories in your nervous system?
Oh, yes. Do you have...
I have a lot of issues in my nervous system.
And your central nervous system, which it carries all the information, doesn't it? Well, it seems to me, the way I understand it and the way my guides show it to me, is that every single part of our body is like a file folder with a different subject in it, including the nervous system. But the nervous system also carries, sort of the lymph systems and so on, carries a ton of information in a streaming way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying right now that it has a lot to do with carrying your consciousness. And your consciousness, of course, is changing. Your nervous system has been very, very dicey your whole life, hasn't it?
Yes.
Because as soon as I look at it, they say, yours is carrying a lot of your consciousness, and it's as if it's a little bit raw, you know?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
And has it for years?
Are you saying it's carrying?
Yeah, carrying.
Is that the word you're using?
Yeah, as if it's like, computer cables or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's carrying a lot, but they show that it's very, very frail in terms of its coating or its lining or something. Like you've had a
mm-hmm.
very sensitive nervous system, huh?
Yes, extremely, extremely.
Okay, so we're doing a little bit of work with it. Can you feel that? We're just going to do a little bit. For everybody at home, it's really interesting to sit with your central nervous system, ask to feel your nervous system, because the more you can separate one organ from the other, or one part of you from the other, you can really start to identify which subjects are handled by which part. So I look at your central nervous system, and I see how it, it's funny, it's like like a hot wire. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so what we're doing is trying to soothe it because it's carrying changes, it's carrying resistances, and it's carrying awakening, but it's kind of like a really sensitive conductor, you see? So I want everybody at home to be sitting with your central nervous system and see what you feel. Now, does it make your heart pulse as well, your heart chakra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah. And remember, and for everyone at home as well, pay attention when you're having what seems like a heart attack. Drop into your belly, because very often it's related to your intestinal tract. But in your case, I think it's related to a challenge of a flow moving through that's carrying like fear and resistance and evolution and expansion all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had a lot of us have, eh? You're an increasingly sensitive woman who's had a lot of tribulation when you were small. So there's a lot of trauma trying to move through and make sense of itself. So we go, we're trying to move into a higher level of consciousness. It's like taking those traumas and turning them into kind of radar, isn't it? There it is, yeah. Did you feel that? Something just moved up through your back. There's another part that we talked about yesterday, is as you go up the central nervous system, between the shoulder blades is a really interesting section, which is, it really gets hot, burny, and very uncomfortable for people when you're trying to individuate, and in spite of the fact there's so many other influences around you, this is how you're supposed to be, but you're not, you know? So do you still have some of that today?
Yes, yes, very definitely.
Okay, well, let's all go into that piece. And I don't know if we have another caller. I want to do this, and I go, did I have another caller? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I heard another beep.
Me too. So I want everybody to put, as if you have a beautiful, soothing hand in between your shoulder blades, flat on your back. I want everyone to imagine that. And that, when we do that, Carol, your chest gets really sort of sensitive, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say no. You don't have to agree with me. Of course, I'll cry into my pillow, but we won't have to tell anybody that.
Now I can feel a sensation in my, right around in my sternum, right in that chest area.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Because that's, it's really important for us to know what the coding is in the body. And if you get that funny, kind of a hot discomfort in there, everybody, that's where your body's screaming, I want to be myself. I don't want to be concocted by everybody else's expectation. And there's something coming up in Carol. Something going to come up in you in the next, I guess, few weeks, few months, where you're going to start to understand something about the gifts you're bringing into the world this lifetime. Of course, the birth canal has been a bit excruciating for you, but...
You said a couple of weeks, couple of months?
Yep. Somewhere in that time, you're going to start to wake up to a new aspect of your own personal power. Some gift that you want to bring forward, and I'm not going to try to figure out what it is because it needs to come from you, and it needs to be coming from your individual integrity, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for your call, my friend.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So okay. I'm doing...
What's that?
I'm doing well.
I would say you look like you're doing way better, and your heart is opening, and you're growing, and we will talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bless your heart. Okay. Now, this is Veronica Entwistle, and we're using Radiance by Design as a goal for us to learn how to radiate from our various organs, limbs, and our inner, the core, that amazing core light that we are. I think I had another caller, but I'm not sure, so I'm just checking the phone lines before I carry on here. And if you haven't called in yet, maybe it's time you did, right? Mm-hmm. You can see the number sitting right there on the front of your screen. All right, here we go. And now I want to say about the mother daughter. Okay, so here's an interesting, as soon as I said that, the guide showed the father's son. And then the other thing, there's two things here. One is the feminine archetype, and one is the masculine archetype. These are going to be thumbnails, but because I'm talking, oops, you're going to talk first, and I'm glad. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
What can I do to get close to my daughter-in-law and help my son?
Hello.
Hello, Veronica. This is Joan in Kauai.
Hi, Joan. Just hang on one sec. Well, you know what's really interesting about your son is I think we're going to come up with something here. Your son is very sensitive, you know that. And he tends to enfold, and I know you raised him mostly by yourself, right? And he tends to be empathic. And so he has that funny thing we were talking about with girl children, which is that he's afraid of being consumed by the mother. You understand that?
Yes.
So when we know that, it should help a little bit, meaning you don't want to consume him, but he has that fear. So we don't want to kind of judge it and go, he shouldn't have the fear. We're just like, okay, we got that. And his wife has... she's kind of, I think you'd, she's a funny one because she needs to be, she's a little overbearing with him. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
See, isn't that interesting? So we're saying he's afraid of being consumed by his mother, so he's got an overbearing wife. Hello? Isn't that a funny intricacy right there?
Yep.
So one of the things I want you to do, and this is for everybody at home too, first thing you want to do is wrap yourself in light, and the second thing is to wrap her in light. And you want to keep separating the two of you because it's where you engage, I mean, she loses some of herself in you, and you lose some of yourself in her, and then that reaction gets really sticky. He, bless his heart, is tends to, in both cases, he tends to kind of isolate himself. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
He keeps himself separate from both of you because he's afraid. So you want to kind of just, every time you think of him, you want to send him some empowering light. Send it from your mind and from your heart, because he looks like he, it's almost like his chest is concave. I know it isn't really, but he looks like that to me energetically. And you want to see yourself infusing that with light so that he can be big, and, you know, you want to see him as really big. You want to see him as really strong. You want to see him as very capable all the time. Don't ever feel sorry for him. And also, you want to keep infusing him with light, because when he comes near you, he gets into some kind of... I think it's because you're taking a stand on being really different in your life right now. And he feels more vulnerable because he feels like he's going to be in charge of something to do with you, which he's not. But he felt that as a little kid, and he felt that from another life. And from that other life, he really was in charge of you. I think he was your uncle, and you were, I guess you were orphaned. Oh, my goodness. You were orphaned, and you had a kind of a club foot. And you were very much in his care, and he had a very hard time with it. So you know how we take on different lives, and we take on different roles in different lives? And they're saying that he's... So if you know that, there's a huge relief between people if we know that. So if you look at him and think, oh, my gosh, he had to look after me, and he found it really hard. So now that I'm being vulnerable, he's finding it a little harder that I might consume him. Do you see how that would work? It's not logical in this life. It's only logical in his feelings. And his heart, he loves you very much. And his heart aches for you, and your heart aches for him. So we're saying infuse him with light all the time. But the other thing is notice that, or let yourself see that he... just that he's afraid of being consumed by you. And the thing is, when you look at her and you see her as being overbearing, but she's also got an anger hidden in her from her own childhood, if you look at that and don't take it so personally, then you'll find that she will finally take strength from you after a while. At this point, there's just sort of a scrapping for position at times around him. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She's not comfortable within herself, Joan, and you're going to be very comfortable within yourself, and that's going to help a lot.
And does she need my fusing her with light, too?
Yes, that would help a lot, but we want you to understand that she has an anger in her that has nothing to do with you. And when you understand that, when you can understand that really well, then on a deep energetic level, you will not radiate a reaction with her. See what I mean? She needs a mother. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's just fun to play with that. I feel like she has her own pain, her own anger, and if you can see it and don't take it personally, then you can infuse her with light. She'll start taking strength from you, and not in a negative way. You see? She'll start feeling stronger around you, and you'll notice that the reactions are way different. She's not a bad person. She, like the rest of us, is just